This is an ABC podcast.
The sport of handball is hugely popular across Europe, and around 30 million people play the game worldwide. The sport is also hugely popular in the Cook Islands, especially in the format of beach handball. This week, the Cook Islands are one of 16 nations competing at the 2025 IHF, or International Handball Federation, Youth Men's Under 17 Beach Handball World Championships, held in the North African country of Tunisia, which is some 18,000 kilometres away from Rarotonga. The Cook Islands is the second Pacific nation to play in the tournament, following American Samoa's women's team finishing 12th in 2017. So joining us now from Tunisia is Cook Islands team captain Peter Toru and head of delegation Pe'erui Tepuretu. Kia ora korua to both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us online.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'd love to get straight to talking about the tournament. Yesterday your team went down to Thailand in a tight match, and today you play host Tunisia. I mean, talk to us about the competition so far. If I could come to you, Peter.
This competition is a really big eye-opener for all of us. This is our first time. We're all just here learning, having fun, just experiencing how it's like in a different country, far from home.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, what about you, Pe'erui?
I echo the same as our captain here. Having to be able to step on an international stage, world champs, it's totally a different feeling compared to what we're used to back at home, which is like club games. We do have some exposure to some of the Oceania tournaments and that, but coming this far and being able to, step out on the stand, represent our other Oceania brothers, it has been an awesome experience. We're just loving the buzz, the vibe here, and just having that exposure.
Mm. Well, Pe'erui, I still want to stay with you. Like just getting to the tournament, right, is a huge feat in itself. Could you tell us about the logistics and, I suppose, even the fundraising to get to the tournament?
Our Cook Island Federation, our Handball Federation in the Cook Islands, is we are very fortunate to find a way to get here. Unlike some other countries that are participating at the World Champs, they have locked in funding already, granted to them through means of like their governments. They have huge sponsorships available for them. Whereas us, small nation, Cook Islands, we had to fundraise. We had to go out of our way to fundraise this whole trip to get here.
Hmm.
We started off with some fundraising efforts through a. First off, we started off with a bowling Ambrose that was done locally back in Rarotonga. We went through those efforts, held that Ambrose, and we were supported by a lot of our communities that came in, families and friends that wanted to support our children and our dream of getting here. They put in teams, and we were able to sell food on the evening. We came out with some good return of funds to start off our fundraising events, and then we locked into a sponsorship, exercise sponsorship, like Gear It Up. We were asking our families and friends to sponsor numbers, and that was equal to dollar values, and attached to those values were exercises. So there was we're trying to hold the children accountable for their requests to families and friends to sponsor them, and we were able to do some exercises.
Mm.
I think those were our two main events. Oh, sorry. And we had one last one just before we boarded our plane. On the weekend before we boarded the plane, we did a fun run from that went from Parengaru, from Ngatangiia. So that is on the southeast side of Raro. And that ran along the main road and ended in town at our Avachu headquarters. So the efforts were also put towards our fundraising, our need to get here, our fundraising needs.
That sounds great. And look, you are obviously both sitting there in Tunisia because of those efforts. But Peter, I want to come to you. You know, a lot of these other countries may not even know where the Cook Islands is, right? Off the sand. What's it like meeting athletes from around the world?
It's really good. It's a good experience for us to see new people from different countries. It's good hearing different languages, also learning and making new friends from different countries as well. It's just a good experience.
Beautiful.
It's been great.
Really good.
It's been great, you know, forming, network relationships with coaches and even administration management and that. And just seeing the boys beam up when they are able to go and meet other countries and know of their cultures. You know, we would never be able to know of other countries' cultures if we weren't here.
Yeah. Mm,
so it's been good.
Yeah, Perui, why do you think then has handball become so popular in the Cook Islands?
Handball in the Cook Islands is, I would say, perhaps maybe the only federation that accommodates for a nice, good range of age groups. So we started off with open men's and women's age group for competitions, and then we branched out to knowing that we needed the youth. There was a lot of interest from the youth, so we expanded in introducing the youth age group. And then we also found that there was interest in having a master's age group.
Wow.
So our sports back at home accommodates so that all age groups can be able to participate in this sport. But I think another element that's added to it is also that the Handball Cook Islands is open to having, you know, a lot of other religions be able to participate. So usually it's very common for sports back at home to be played over the weekends. So which means it kind of isolates a certain religious group out, which like, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists. So they're unable to participate in the sport. But over the years, Handball Cook Islands has moved away from that, did a slight shift, and have prepared their competitions to be played during the week, which then opens it up for the likes of SDAs to come and participate in the sport. Those that have commitments of other sports being played on the weekends, they are able to come and play in play handball during the week. So I think that's why handball has been quite popular back home for us.
Great to hear. Look, we're going to have to wrap up pretty soon, guys. But Peter, I do want to come to you because I believe you and your brother are one of two sets of twins in the team, which is great. But, you know, most boys across the Pacific usually playing rugby, league or volleyball. But what is it about handball that you love?
Oh, that is a hard question because me and my brother, we grew up with handball. So, but if I was to be honest, it would be just the way the sport is played and the way it helps me in a way to express myself and to travel the world. It's like what I just said before, experience new stuff, new countries, and just love the sport.
Yeah.
Always have.
Awesome. And just as we wrap up, Peter, really, you know, you're going to be playing soon. Who is up next? Who are you going to be competing against for the rest of the competition?
We're not too sure about that yet. We are doing a switchover with the Bulls. Not too sure who we will be versing just yet.
We just completed our last game, so they're just doing up the draw for tomorrow. So it would be, my guess would be that we are to play against Iran tomorrow. So that would be interesting to see. Unfortunately, though, Iran wasn't able to make the trip as there is some warfare that's going around at the moment. So we will hopefully see what the procedures are for us to proceed to the next games, which will be held the following day.
Beautiful. Look, I just want to say me taki mata to both of you, Peter and Pe'erui, for joining us this morning. We want to wish you all the best with the rest of the competition. But again, me taki mata. And that is Cook Islands Youth Men's Under 17 Beach Handball Team Captain Peter Toru and Head of Delegation Pe'erui Te Puretu here on Pacific Beat.